MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Fred Show. Do you have what it takes to battle Showbiz Shelly in the Showbiz Showdown?
All right, Showbiz!
Hey, good morning.
Do you remember that time that we were talking about earlier on your work anniversary? It's Showbiz Shelly's work anniversary today.
Yay!
A lot of years over here. We're so happy that you're with us. And do you remember that moment when you met us all, when you walked in that conference room and 10 of us just stared at you and Rufio had his welcoming message to you?
Well, it's funny. I remember walking in the room, but I don't really remember Rufio saying that. I don't know. Maybe I blocked it out of my memory. I don't know.
Yeah, they marched you in there and we were like, oh my gosh, she's here and she works for us now and she's on our team and this is so exciting. And then and the first thing out of his mouth was that. Go ahead, say it again.
How does it feel to be on the winning team?
And I remember your answer, your response was like, ha, 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 yeah, oh, God. Like,
yeah,
I
mean, it was, what it was, did I just do?
Yeah, right. And I thought you were going to cry. I really did.
Oh, really? Probably was. But I'm very happy to be here.
Well, we're happy, too.
Very happy.
Your challenger today is Frank. Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Fred, what's going on, man?
Frank. Is this Frank, the hockey announcer, Frank?
Damn right it is. How you doing?
See, this is, I know this guy. Is this like, is he allowed to play the game? I know Frank, personally.
Oh.
You do?
Yeah, he's a hockey announcer guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I broadcast hockey, do a lot of charity stuff. How you doing, man?
See, look at that. We're just having a private conversation now, Frank. Well, let's see how you do it again.
Like those doctors.
No, I've known Frank for a long time. All right, good. Let's play the game. It's five questions, Frank. $450 is the prize. Six straight wins for Shells. Good luck, you guys.
Okay, Frank, good luck.
Thank you. Good luck.
All right. So you can tell this man is a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Who do you do the hockey announcements for, the play-by-play?
So I do it play-by-play for the West Bend Power in the North American 3 Hockey League. Finished up school at Loyola Chicago a semester early, and do a lot of play-by-play stuff. Work very closely with the Chicago Blackhawks, and you know, hoping for whatever comes next. But we had a really good season, and I'm really grateful to the Power.
We had Frank and I had coffee when he was in college, and we talked about. And he doesn't need me for anything because listen to this man.
Yeah.
This man's going to wind up being super famous play-by-play broadcaster. But for some reason, he was asking me for advice. And did I give you any advice of any value, Frank?
Oh, please. I have notes on it. I have what I call the encyclopedia. I pull notes from every broadcaster I can, whether it's hockey, sports, entertainment, and I keep it in my computer bag because you never know who you're going to run into, who you're going to talk to, who you're going to jot notes down from, and you're always learning, you're always growing, you're always trying to get better. And
look at this guy.
That's what I try to do. So,
well, I hope you got better, more important notes than mine, but let's play the game, Frank. Here we go. Let's see how you do. Zendaya said she's uncertain whether or not season 3 of this popular HBO show will ever happen.
Euphoria.
Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is officially out. True or false, Midnights was the last album she released?
False.
The Duchess of Sussex released the first product from her new lifestyle line, a jar of jam.
Ooh,
who
yeah.
is the Duchess of Sussex?
Meghan Markle.
Blake Griffin announced he's look at this. He's going to get this right. Blake Griffin announced he's retiring from this sport after 14 seasons.
Basketball, NBA.
And Kendall Jenner's tequila brand is under fire for ruining a mural outside of a California bar. What is the name of the brand?
Oh, come on. I know.
Three.
Oh, God.
A two.
I don't know this one.
You got a three.
It's okay, Frank.
That's a good score. Frank got a three. And he got a sports question in there, which was that was kind of unfair, Frank, because you're the sports guy.
Okay.
But, he got a three. No, we had a long conversation.
I thought you forgot about me. Okay.
It's the Frank's.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. How's it feel to be on a winning team, Sean? It's the Showbiz Frank show now, so it's fine.
Right.
No. I love Shelley. She went to my alma mater and for
really?
High school, so nothing but love for Showbiz Shelley.
Okay. Well, you have Frank's endorsement now. I swear this guy's going to be a very famous NHL announcer, and you heard it here first, but Zendaya said she's uncertain whether or not season 3 of this popular HBO show will ever happen.
Euphoria.
Yes, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, is officially out, if you haven't heard. True or false, Midnights was the last album she released.
True.
That is true. The Duchess of Sussex released the first product from her new lifestyle line, a jar of jam. Who is the Duchess of Sussex?
Meghan Markle.
Yeah, Blake Griffin announced he's retiring from this sport after 14 seasons.
Basketball.
Yes, Kendall Jenner's tequila brand is under fire for ruining a mural outside of a California bar. What is the name of the brand?
818.
That's a five. That's a win. All right, Frank, now I'm counting on you. You got to say it. My name is Frank, the soon-to-be very famous NHL announcer. I got showed up on the showdown, and I think you know the rest.
I'm Frank. I'm a broadcaster. I got showed up on the showdown, and I definitely can't hang with the gorilla on this one.
All right. But Frank, I was expecting more, but you, Frank, can't hang with the gorilla.
Happy anniversary to Showbiz Shelley.
That's all I got. Frank, good to talk to you, man. Hang on one second.
No worries. Thank you.
Stay right there.
Oh my gosh. He's awesome.
He is.
I'm looking at this story right here. He's the first openly autistic play-by-play announcer.
He is.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Wow.
No, he is. He's a good kid, and I really enjoyed meeting him. And he's very persistent. I hear from him regularly, and he wanted to meet and he wanted to talk about the business. And he should aim higher as far as who he's asking questions to, but not smutty radio Taylor Swift playing DJs like me. But anyway, it's fine. He's going to surpass me, and I'm excited for him. $500 on Monday's shell, seven straight, 872-57 is the record. And yes, happy work anniversary to you. We're so glad you're part of the show.
Thank you so much.
All right, good. We're super late. We gotta go. Have a good day.
Yeah. Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Oh.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.